This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Somebody called me Baldy, my world ended. So wrote Chris Wasser, freelance arts journalist, and he joins us now. Chris, thanks indeed for talking to us. Tell us about that time when that cruel comment was made to you and how you felt.
Shane, how you doing? Actually, the first time someone called me Baldy was a complete stranger. I wrote in a piece there in Yesterday Sunday Independent about how the first time I shaved my head, it was actually my aunt, a former hairdresser. She did the shaving. It had been a long time coming. I had been not starting to lose my hair, but I've been losing my hair for a couple of years. And I thought I looked okay at the beginning. And I think I look okay now, but I thought I looked okay at the beginning. Went out to a gig that evening, and I remember a scalper outside the Olympia Theatre, and the irony isn't lost on me there, that he asked me if I was buying or selling a ticket, and he called me Baldy, and I just thought, that's it. That's game over now. And
you were really upset. I mean, I can understand it was really upsetting when it happened.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know, you know, some listeners might think that's a little bit dramatic, but when you're 25, you don't want to lose your hair.
I don't think it's dramatic. I don't think it's dramatic at all. And I can't believe someone was that obnoxious to say it to you.
Yeah, it becomes like, it's almost like it becomes part of the insult box as well. If someone's saying something to you, they'll preface everything with Baldy. But yeah, I mean, the funniest thing about hair loss is that you don't think it's going to happen to you. And then the second funny thing about hair loss is that you notice one day that it's happening. You know, it's too late to do anything about it. And it becomes just an obsession. I remember when I started I noticed I was starting to lose my hair after seeing some photographs of a trip I'd taken with some friends. And I thought, something looks a little bit odd there. Checked in the mirror and realized, oh, I'm actually thinning on one side. And that was just devastating, because all of a sudden you just start to become conscious about that one thing, and it's all you think about, and you're repeatedly patting the area, and you're constantly kind of checking it in mirrors. Mirrors just became the worst thing in the house for me.
What age were you at this stage, Chris, when you saw that photograph? Well, what age would you
So I was about 23. So again, you know, like 25, shaved my head for the first time, and 23, noticing that you're losing your hair. You do think, you know, your world has ended. And I did everything in my power to kind of hide it. It affected my confidence. It affected my stance. I was kind of hunched over all the time, because I felt as though I was trying to hide in my own body. And it kind of saddens me now. It definitely saddens me now to think that I was like that, you know, and that I wasted so much time worrying about it. And I'm not kind of undermining anyone. If anyone has gone through that at the minute and they're worrying about it, you know, it is a devastating time. But shaving my head was the best thing that I'd ever done.
Really?
Cathartic.
Was it about you taking control of the situation? Was that what it was?
Definitely, yeah. And you're just embracing the fact that, yeah, I have lost my hair, but, you know, my hair doesn't define me, and this is how I look now. And there's this thing as well where people often equate, you know, baldness to ugliness, and that is just not true at all. I kind of hate sometimes when you see those.
I mean, Thierry Henry, I mean, there's lots of really handsome men out there who've shaved heads, so I don't know how people equate the two. Like, was it a process for you? Was there a point where you actually said, you know what, I'm okay with this, or was it a more sort of a slower thing than that?
Oh, it was a gradual thing, yeah. It's been a long time since I considered my baldness a problem that requires fixing. But for ages, it was almost like, you know, it was an issue that I struggled with. You know, there were temper tantrums and there were tears and all the rest of it. But it's definitely something I'm okay with now. I mean, but my family and my friends were, you know, some of them made very cruel jokes, and those jokes kind of they do sting a little bit. You know, those jokes never stop being hurtful. You know, I might as well just admit that they will always sting.
Yeah.
But most people were quite supportive.
Never understand how people feel it's okay to make jokes about somebody's appearance. I'm kind of at a loss, and you know, I don't get how people think it is okay. Can I ask you? Did you consider a hair transplant?
Definitely spoke about it, but there were a couple of things standing in the way there. I think one of them was the funds, because I saw James Kavanagh recently, who's an ambassador for the Hair Restoration Clinic in Black Rock, talking about the fact that, you know, When it comes to cost of hair restoration surgery, I think the average cost started about 15 grand, and that's for one procedure. And then there's all sorts of follow on. There's all sorts of aftercare involved. And I just didn't have that money. And I think secondly, the fuss, the aftercare just sounded so stressful. And I just thought, that is not something for me. That is no judgment on anyone who does it. James Cavanaugh looked terrific before his surgery, and he looks terrific after it. And a lot of guys who go and get it done in proper clinics for, you know, and though it is quite pricey, you know, they do look great afterwards, but it just was never something that I thought about. I think for me, it was like, look, I either continue to grow my hair and I'm going to go with the monk look, or I'm just, or I'm going to shave it and go the way Patrick Stewart. And I decided to do that.
So your message to people, because there'll be lots of men listening this morning who are whose hair is receding and so on. What is your message for them this morning, Chris?
Oh, just like that. It's embrace your baldness. I think about all the time that I used to spend in the morning. I think I worked out that I used to spend half an hour each morning trying to, you know, standing in front of the mirror and just having a complete meltdown because I didn't like the way I looked. And I did everything I could with every product imaginable to try and make it better. And that's happening. Like that's 3 hours a week. That is just ridiculous. 3.5 hours a week, just worrying and pushing the same sorry rock up the same steep hill. I think shaving your head and saying, no, this is me, and you know I'm not ugly, and there's nothing wrong with this. You know that just made everything better for me. Now it took a long time, but you know I am at a place now where like I just wanted to write that piece. I wanted to say that, you know, this is okay for anyone who's actually gone through this. It will get better. There's nothing wrong with being bald. Well, I've heard people say before that bald is beautiful, and I definitely believe that.
Yeah. Well, look, well done on writing that piece. Really interesting. Chris Wasser, a freelance arts journalist, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know, do you identify with that? We'd love to hear your stories this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.